Hey guys, welcome to Searching, a True Crime Podcast. Today we'll be discussing the disappearance of Sydney West from San Francisco, California on September 30th, 2020. Sydney West, or Sid as her friends like to call her, was 19 at the time of her disappearance. She was originally from the San Francisco Bay Area as she grew up in Pleasanton, but had moved with her family a few years ago while in high school to the Chapel Hill, North Carolina area. Sydney finished out high school in Chapel Hill and then took a gap year before starting her college career at University of California, Berkeley in the summer of 2020. I'd imagine that starting college during this time, during COVID, would be incredibly difficult. According to news articles, Sydney had moved into the dorms during the summer semester with help from her uncle and her father, but then shortly withdrew for the fall semester and moved out of the dorms into a living situation with friends in San Francisco. Unfortunately, one of the pieces of information that we don't have in this current case is where exactly she lived in San Francisco. Sydney's father spoke with her on the evening of September 29th, 2020, and stated that he fully expected to speak with her the next day. Sydney, who is 5 feet 10 inches tall, was last seen in the Crissy Field or Golden Gate Bridge area wearing black leggings, a teal sweatshirt, and her favorite Van sneakers, which were black and green. There were also reports that at one point she had a black backpack with her and she had changed into black shorts. But I believe the last footage that they have of her has her in black leggings. As this was during COVID times, one of the questions that I had regarding her changing of her clothes was, where exactly did she go to change from her shorts to her leggings? Only because everything was in lockdown. Store hours are modified. The public restrooms, a lot of them were closed at the time. So that makes me wonder, did she live in the area and that's why we saw her walking early in the morning? Or was she out exploring early in the morning trying to see the sunrise? Other piece of this puzzle is that the Golden Gate Bridge is currently, the pedestrian walkways are currently under construction for the suicide nets that are being put in. So the west side pedestrian walkway is completely off limits currently, but the east side pedestrian walkway at the time of Sydney's disappearance wasn't open overnight. It opened at 6 a.m. and closed, I want to say 8 p.m. or 10 p.m., one or the other. I'd have to double check and verify, which I could do and I could put in the notes. But that makes you wonder, was she waiting for the pedestrian walkway to open? And that's why we see her shortly after 6:30 or so, walking on the Golden Gate Bridge. Was she waiting for the pedestrian walkway to open so that she could walk over to the other side into Marin County and hike on one of the trails? Or did she go somewhere else? If you have any information that you think may be helpful to finding Sydney West, please reach out to San Francisco PD at 415-575-4255. 4444. Or the West family's private investigator, Scott Dudek, at 925-705-8328.